Oh, yes, I've been away for a while, but I shall now take you all back to that favourite place of mine, into the oceans, and tell you about the fact that it is actually a myth that scuba divers, if they spy a glimmering pearl inside a giant clam and reach inside to steal it, that his or her arm will be grabbed by the slamming jaws of this twin-shelled mollusk. Now, giant clams do grow to over a metre long, and they do make pearls, but it's virtually impossible to get stuck inside one. But giant clams have hit the science headlines recently with the discovery of a brand new species living in the Red Sea. It's the first giant clam discovery, new species that is, to be found in 20 years, bringing the total number in the world up to just 8. And that's thanks to an international team of researchers led by Claudio Richter at the Alfred Wegener Institute for Polar and Marine Research in Germany. And what's more, this new clam has uncovered some of the oldest evidence yet of mankind's plundering of the oceans, which is rather sad. The new species is Tridacna costata, and it's incredibly rare today, which is one reason why it's been overlooked for so long. But it's now been shown to be a separate species from all the others, based on studies of the shape and also its genetics. Now, researchers have also looked back in time at the fossil record, and they've discovered that this species used to be incredibly abundant. Around 125,000 years ago, Tridacna costata made up 80% of the species of giant clam living in the Red Sea.
How did they know that?
Well, they looked at the fossil record and they counted. It's very simple. You go back and you drill cores probably into old reefs that build up, and you can identify the species from the way they look, and count what's there, and you know, and compare it to today. And the fact is that now these species make up less than 1% of the species of clam that live in the Red Sea. So something happened a long time ago, and it seems that the possible culprits of the clam's massive decline could be ancient hunter-gatherers who may well have taken a liking to these large and nutritious shellfish, which, let's face it, very easy to harvest, because all you have to do is go and grab them. They won't run away. And it actually, the timing of their decline coincides rather suspiciously with when it was we think that Homo sapiens first began leaving Africa. And it's not just that, but also the clams used to be much bigger than they are today, which points an even stronger finger of blame that mankind, you know, was taking these big specimens at first a long time ago and only leaving the little ones behind.
Is it because it's just this particular species, which would have been very attractive, that have gone, that makes you conclude it's man? And it's not just some other environmental thing going on, or a virus that came along and attacked them, something like that.
That sounds one very good explanation, exactly. Why only this one, not the other clams, which are going to be quite similar, but maybe they just weren't as big and juicy and obvious to, you know, feed those the hunter-gatherers a long, long time ago.
So we're all up to our old tricks of savaging the environment until it's too late, basically. Thanks, Helen.